Tanya is recording a video soon and wants to figure out how to look and sound her best. We're here to help. First, let's remind Tanya that recording with her phone will give her higher quality video than if she used her desktop. Let's make sure her phone settings are right. Go to your settings and under camera, select 4K at 30fps. Now, let's ensure the settings are optimal for recordings on Android phones. Open your camera app and look for the video resolution option, usually located at the top right corner. Select UHD 60fps for the highest quality recording. Tanya, don't forget to record in portrait, not landscape. If Tanya insists on using a desktop, here are a few things to keep in mind. First, make sure the webcam is at eye level. If you're recording on a MacBook, open QuickTime Player and click on File in the menu bar, then select New Movie Recording from the drop-down menu. This will activate the MacBook's built-in camera for recording. If you're on a Windows desktop, open the camera app by searching for it in the Start menu or using the Windows search bar. Once open, you can start recording directly from the camera app. Make sure that the camera captures a wider frame from head to mid-body. This allows for more flexibility in editing the video. Now, let's move on to framing. Tanya needs some help with this, so we've put together a checklist. Are you using a tripod or a stand to hold your phone in place through the recording? If you don't have a tripod available, you can improvise by propping your phone on some books or another stable surface to keep it upright. Whether you're standing up or sitting down during the recording, ensure the camera remains static, avoiding any handheld movements. Is the lens positioned at eye level? Are you centralized and visible from the waist up? Have you practiced looking at the lens instead of the screen of your phone? Here are some examples of good and bad framing. This is good. This isn't. What's that, Tanya? You want to know where to record this video? Great question. Choose a quiet room indoors, away from noise from traffic or appliances. Go for backgrounds that are muted and static, preferably without letters or words. Pro tip, wear something that contrasts with your background to really stand out. We're almost there, Tanya. Here are some final tips on lighting. Natural light is the best kind of light. Film during the day when the natural light is brightest. Sit facing a window or a door so the light falls on your face. Do not sit with your back to a light source. If natural light is insufficient, use soft artificial lights like a softbox or ring light. And just like that, Tanya's all set up to record a great video. Remember to have fun with it.